Long ago, there were two worlds. The first world was ours, Earth. The second was a world called Alcorus, a world inhabited by curious creatures called the Archeon. Both worlds were overseen by a supernatural being called the Guardian. The Guardian ensured that each world followed its set path. An incredibly intelligent and advanced race, Archeon would grow well beyond the capabilities of the human world. The humans, rather than advance united as a species, preferred to go to war with one another. The Guardian found themselves stuck trying to find a way to help the humans. The Watchers of the Worlds aren't allowed to interfere with the realms they are assigned. This troubled the Guardian to no end. These human creatures had piqued their interest. It would be a shame if they were to be wiped out so early. What were they to do? Finally, the Guardian decided to do the one thing they were forbidden to do. Interfere. In the dark of night, the Guardian stole away to Alcorus, the Archeon world. They appeared before the first Archeon king, Ageus von Astra, as a creature of light. "Surely this is one of the gods," Ageus shouted in amazement. "O god of great beauty, what brings you to honor us this night?" "I approach you with a request," the Guardian replied. They reached out towards the king, in their hands an orb of obsidian and gold. "This is my Ark of Worlds," they said. "Take it and find the world of the humans." "Humans?" Ageus said in confusion. "I have never heard of such a creature." "They live in another world. This Ark will show you the way to them. Allow me to show you," the Guardian said. A soft glow began to emanate from the Ark, showing the king a world he never knew existed. "Amazing!" the king shouted as the wonders appeared around him. "You want me to meet them? What would you have me do?" "Use it to help them. Where you and your people have adapted and grown, the humans have only sought to take and destroy." "You want me to teach them?" the king asked, bewildered. "Yes, teach them to live and grow as you have. You are their only hope." Ageus pondered this for a moment. Should he bear the weight of this other world? Should he interfere? Would these humans even want saving? Finally, the king made his decision. He walked towards the being of light and gently took the Ark out of their hand. "I'll do it. It is the duty the gods have placed upon me." The Guardian then vanished, never to be seen again. With the Ark handed off to the king, the gates between worlds opened for the first time. Ageus and his people led the humans into a new age of prosperity. The humans would come to worship many of these benefactors as their own gods. While some Archeon would work their own devilish works against humanity, peace lasted between humans and the Archeon leadership for generations, until the rot changed everything. A deadly virus, the rot spread through the Archeonic realm like wildfire. It killed many, and turned those who didn't die into monstrous feral beasts. The king at the time, Morbus, a descendant of Ageus, decided that the origin of the rot was from their connection to the human world, a deadly disease lying dormant for centuries. He decided it was time to destroy the Ark, and that the connection between the worlds be severed. The issue that came with this, however, was that the Ark had been missing for centuries. King Morbus would spend the rest of his life searching for the missing Ark, only to find nothing. With the Ark gone, all hope for life on Alcorus returning to normal was lost. The end.
What? What kind of story was that? That was depressing.
What do you want me to say? I didn't write it. All right, now it's time you headed off to sleep. You have training in the morning with your father.
How much more do I have to do this? I hate training, especially with Dad.
Come now, Melanie. Your father just wants to make sure you're prepared for your exam.
But I'm not taking it for another 3 years. Does it really have to be every day?
Surely it's not all bad.
You aren't there. He's awful to me. He doesn't hold back.
He loves you. He wants to make sure you have everything he did. Time to sleep. I don't want to hear any more about it.
But, Mom...
I said I don't want to hear anything more about it. See what you did? You woke your brother up. I hope you're happy. Now I have to waste an hour comforting him.
I can sense it. Extraordinary.
An awakening?
Yes, an awakening. A powerful one. I've never felt a power this strong in my life. I can see it.
What do you see?
A young man, a bolt of lightning, raw energy from his fingertips. A girl called out to him. He answered.
Is there a name? A name, Falca. We can't find him without a name.
What? Right. Simon, no. Sai. Simeon. Simeon Harrigold. He's in the United States.
Where in the United States?
Vermont. But not much longer. He's being moved to New York City.
Hey, are you guys all right?
We're fine. Falca's sensing a new awakening.
He's with the League.
The League? That's not good.
They're protecting him?
They are?
Yes. Maybe it's time we finally paid them a visit. Dagger?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about delivering a message to them from me?
Right away, ma'am.
Let me get this straight, Lionel. If even one thing went wrong last night, humanity would have come to an end.
You would be correct.
I'm not sure whether to be embarrassed or impressed.
I accept all blame for the incident, Agatha.
There's no need for you to take the blame for something that is clearly Simeon Harrigo's fault.
Whose fault it is doesn't matter much anymore, Kubo. I hear there's been a breakthrough.
There were a few. What are you referring to, Divya?
The awakening, of course.
Yes, Barkari. Simeon Harrigold has awakened.
And the results?
As expected. Increased strength, regeneration, and the ability to channel lightning.
About time it happened. 22 years of wrong waiting is finally over.
I don't understand. What is important about Simeon specifically?
Seeing as you've only been part of this circle a few months, Oscar, I wouldn't expect you to know. The boy is one of the last members of the Von Astra royal line.
What? That's impossible!
Clearly it isn't.
The boy is brimming with untapped potential. Potential that would aid the League greatly.
I understand your excitement. But Simeon is more than just a tool for us to use.
He works for us. He's whatever we want him to be.
Now, Agatha, I'm not sure
if I remember correctly, the prospect of Simeon being of use to us was the only reason you agreed to help the Harrigolds. Am I wrong, Lionel?
No, you are not.
I didn't think so.
I am told you also have a High Order member in your custody.
We do. Esbradel Zanrian is currently locked in the vault.
Incredible. What are you doing with him?
We have Hohenheim interrogating him.
Do you have any precautions in place in case the High Order attempts to retrieve him?
The vault is incredibly secure. No one goes in or out without being noticed. Trust me, nothing will happen to Esbradel.
Argent, it's the middle of the night. You better have gathered us here for something important.
Careful, Bellum. Get any angrier and you might pop a blood vessel. Wouldn't want you dying on us yet, soldier.
Soldier? I am no mere soldier. I am
the commander of the High Order's Imperial Army. I know. We all know. You make sure we know that all the time.
Find it funny that Bellum thinks his position is above ours.
Curb your dog, Aranea.
I am no dog.
Gal is one of us, just like you.
Let's not fight. We are subordinates, after all.
Easy for you to say, Carmen. You don't have to fight on the front lines like some of us. I earned my place, unlike some of you. We soldiers have to stick together. Right, Umbra?
I'm no soldier.
Well, yes, of course you aren't. But a warrior such as yourself must have some idea of what I speak. Whether a soldier like me or an assassin like you, we aren't that different.
Don't lump me in with your kind.
But look, all I mean to say—
Enough. This conversation isn't going anywhere. Let's just see what Argent wants.
Thank you, Grima.
My pleasure.
I brought you here tonight because of an incident in the human world that occurred tonight. My assistant Aquila will relay you all the information.
Thank you, my lord. Less than a day ago, we received notice of an exponential surge of energy from the human world. A surge of energy that could only be connected to the awakening of a human Archeon hybrid.
That's it? This isn't the first time this has happened. You really brought us here for this?
Correct, Miss Aranea. This has happened before. What makes this situation special, however, is that the energy readings were 5 times more powerful than most awakenings we've recorded.
What does that mean for us?
The energy output was so powerful, we were finally able to get the exact location of the awakening.
You were? That's extraordinary! Where is it?
Patience, Bellum.
The awakening was found to be located in northeastern America, a small town in rural Vermont, Steamwood.
Excellent! Let's go there now!
It would be nice if it were that simple. We sent a scout to the location to stake it for you. They found the place to be swarming with League agents. Way too dangerous for us to attempt capturing the hybrid.
Drat! Where's Ezra Dell? He knows plenty about this sort of thing.
That is our next matter of business.
What are you saying?
Lord Argent, where is Ezra Dell?
It would appear that Ezra Dell has been taken in by the League as a prisoner.
I see.
Oh, God!
Of course.
Oh, pathetic.
Ezra Dell is gone.
Well, what are we waiting for? You know what we have to do.
The curse? We can't. Ezra Dell is one of us. We can't just kill him like that.
Unfortunately, it appears we don't have a choice. We've weighed our options, and the only way to go is to activate the curse.
No, there has to be something we can do.
Carmen, you're the one who placed the curse on each of us. You have the boxes with you.
Ezra Dell's box. Ready to go.
We can't seriously be doing this.
Gal agrees. Carmen, don't kill Ezra Dell.
We don't have any other option.
Who knows what info they have now because of him.
Carmen, if you open that box, you can't close it again. Carmen. Carmen, please.
There is no other choice. That's it. Ezra Dell is dead.
Just like that.
Jerk had it coming anyway.
What are we to do next?
What comes next is we find this new hybrid. Lucky for us, we know they're affiliated with the League. All we need is to get in and gather the information we need.
And how is that lucky? Their headquarters is practically a fortress.
That's why we have Grima.
Well, sure, a shapeshifter should make this easier, but we know nothing about the inner workings.
I agree with Bellum on this one. Are we sure we want to risk another member for this?
No need to worry. We've got a plan to get someone inside. It'll take time, but eventually, the information we desire will be ours.
For the good of our chorus.
Thank you.
Studio Archeon presents Book 2, Valkyrie Reborn.
Archeon, Episode 6, Return to Form. 6 months later.
Ma'am, you can't come over here. This is an ongoing investigation.
That's exactly what I'm here for. Agent Dana Harvey. I'm from the Bureau.
They sent in the Bureau? Is it really that bad? I haven't seen what's happened yet.
That's yet to be seen.
You're with the FBI? Good. I've never seen anything like this before.
Show me.
Whoever did this must be pretty messed in the head. Tore this poor woman to shreds and tied her remains to this post? Monster left a message for us, too.
The eyes of Aegeus have purged this innocent soul of the sins of its parents. Just like the others.
Others?
Any information on the victim?
Yes. We were able to identify her. Lena Estrada, 32 years old, been living here in Chicago for about a week. No family or friends in the area, as far as we know.
Just a second, let me answer that.
Sure.
Lionel. Yes, I'm here. Yes, just like the others. I can't really discuss it in detail right now. I'll tell you all that I find when I meet with you in New York. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Is everything all right?
Perfectly fine. Anything else you can tell me?
Only Dave Martins.
Dave? Who's Dave?
Local bum. He's the one who found the body. Paramedics are with him. He's pretty shaken up.
Take me to him.
Dave, it's me again.
What do you want? I didn't do anything.
I don't think you did, Mr. Martins.
Who are you?
This is Agent Harvey from the FBI. She's here to help.
Can you tell me what you saw, Mr. Martins?
I told the police everything.
Did you see who did this?
No, I didn't. I just found the body.
Don't lie to me, Mr. Martins.
I'm not lying.
Well, you definitely aren't telling the truth.
Would you call yourself a religious woman, Agent Harvey?
I'd like to call myself a woman of science, but I'm open to things beyond my understanding.
I saw him.
Who?
The Reaper himself. Black cloak and scythe in hand. That monster ripped that girl apart.
The Grim Reaper? That's who you saw.
What killed her wasn't human. So it had to be. I saw the fire of hell in his eyes. Pure righteous anger. You probably think I'm crazy.
I don't think you're crazy, Mr. Martins. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
I'm in position. Got my eye on the balcony.
Lobby's clear. Everything seems normal on the cameras. Are our undercover agents ready? You better be. Remember, act natural.
I still don't think it's fair that they get to go to the party. I want to dance.
They aren't here to dance. They're entering the room. Good luck, you two.
God, I've never worn this much makeup in my life.
Come on, you look great.
You're not the one in heels.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I'll admit, I'm not a huge fan of this wig.
Yeah, you don't make a great brunette. But your natural hair makes you stand out.
Sadly, yeah. You got your cover figured out?
My cover?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're here undercover, so we gotta have some kind of cover identity or something.
Since when? I'm just here to keep the senator from being kidnapped.
Oh, come on. It'd be fun. I have one.
Oh, yeah? I'd love to hear it.
My name is Olivier Chauncey. I'm an ambassador from Europe here to congratulate Senator Robbins on another successful election.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's fun. May I have this dance, m'lady?
Are you mocking my accent?
What? Who? Me? Never.
Okay, Chauncey, you can have this dance. I hope you can keep up.
That's the spirit. What's your cover name?
Not doing that.
Okay.
My God, your footwork is atrocious. Where in the world did you learn to dance?
I didn't.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, you know, I wasn't really raised in a way that relied on my dancing ability.
Neither was I, but I still made time for it.
Come on. It's really not that big of a deal.
It absolutely is. Ow! You just stepped on my foot.
Sorry.
Remind me to give you a lesson when we get back.
I don't need a lesson.
All right, everyone on the ground. We're here for the senator.
What's the meaning of this?
The boss wants you, Mr. Senator. And if the boss wants you, he's gonna get you.
Just who is this boss of yours?
Don't worry. The boss wants to see you himself before we leave. You pitiful humans are lucky. You all have the honor of meeting him and getting to tell the tale. Very few humans survive seeing our boss's faces. I give you Hargarin the Horrid.
Senator Robbins, a pleasure to meet you. A pleasure indeed. Congratulations on your re-election.
What is the meaning of all this?
Yes, yes. I'm sure this is all confusing for you. You see, we are here to kidnap you.
Excuse me?
Kidnap you? For ransom?
You can't be serious.
I'm completely serious. You see, I've been in quite a few battles in my lifetime. And with battles come... scars. I'm afraid I'm more machine than Archeon these days. And machines, well, they deteriorate over time, and I'm well past repairs. Repairs cost money. Money we don't have. So we figured, why not sell you to the highest bidder? I suggest you come with us quietly. Wouldn't want any of your patrons getting hurt.
We don't cooperate with terrorists.
I see. Mr. Robbins, your security here is quite brave. Helen! Where they have bravery, they lack strength.
Dear God.
I insist you come with us, Senator.
What if I refuse?
I would hate to hurt anyone else. Human scum as they are, our only desire is you. You'd have more die for you? Have it your way. Anyone else brave in this crowd? I assure you I'll make your death quick. Yes, you! What is name?
Chauncey.
Chauncey! Answer me this. Would you die for the senator?
I'm not really planning on it. I think I'll just settle for taking you down.
You hear that, boys? This young human thinks he can defeat me. I would be very surprised if he could even make me bleed.
Catch!
Boss!
He killed the boss! That's impossible! Who are you?
I'm Simeon Herigold of the Archeon Demonic Hunting League. We're here to put a stop to you. Unless you'd like to meet the same fate as your boss, I suggest you run.
Let's get out of here!
Yeah!
Chains? What is happening?
We suggested you run, but you didn't think we'd really let you get away, did you?
Please, don't hurt us!
We won't if you don't make us. Simeon, knock them out.
Gladly.
Please, I'll cooperate!
Is it over?
Yes. Mission accomplished.
Good job, guys. See you all back at HQ.
Yes, you did a good job as well, Ruby. See you then.
That's what I'm talking about! Indigo Squad is back in business!
You cut his head off?
Yeah, that was a lot easier to pull off than I expected.
Yay! What is big idea?
The head is talking!
Of course I am, morons.
How is that possible?
I'd love to discuss it with you, but I absolutely refuse to say it to Floor. Thank you. As I said earlier, I am mostly machine. It comes with certain perks, like being able to temporarily survive without the rest of my body.
That's disgusting.
I'll have you know, it's very practical.
Augustine will want to study this.
Excuse me? No one will be studying me.
I'm afraid you don't have much choice in the matter. Don't try to fight it. You know we can take you.
Can you at least reattach me to my body?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Crap.
You called for me, Lionel?
Hohenheim, yes. This is Agent Dana Harvey of the FBI. Dana, this is Hohenheim Harrigold.
I've heard of him. Pleasure to meet you. Call me Harvey.
Pleasure to meet you as well. What is this about?
Miss Harvey here has been investigating a series of murders, and I am lending you to her for assistance in her investigation.
Lending? Who said I was someone who could be traded around?
I believe this case will be something of great interest for you, Mr. Harrigold.
Why is that?
I've been following a series of killings throughout the country. One in Los Angeles, two in San Francisco, one in Portland, four in Denver, six in Atlanta, three in Austin, and most recently, one in Chicago. The FBI has been trying to keep this out of the public eye, but as bodies start piling up, people start to notice.
I'll admit, it seems like a unique case, but why would it interest me?
You see, other than the cause of death, the only thing tying these killings together is what's in the victim's DNA.
Go on.
DNA tests showed that every single victim was half human, half Archeon.
I see.
Yes. It appears that whoever is perpetrating these crimes is targeting half Archeons specifically.
And as a father of a half-Archeon yourself, I hope that you'll be willing to join me on my case.
Consider me invested. Any leads so far?
I have a witness at one scene. There's also a message left at every scene. The eyes of Aegeus have purged this innocent soul of the sins of its parents. Does that mean anything to you?
Aegeus was the name of the first Archeon king to have contact with humans, supposedly. The Eyes of Aegeus was a human Archeon cult a while back, but they've been inactive for decades.
It's also apparently a new religion. The Eyes of Aegeus Church has its main meeting place here in New York. They've only been here for a few months.
We've talked to them already. The church denounces the killings and claims to have nothing to do with it. That being said, I think we should pay them another visit.
What makes you think you'd find anything different?
Didn't have you last time.
Why would you think I'd change anything?
They're an Archeon-based religion. They should be much more welcome to one walking up to their doorstep.
Now that you have all that in order, I have to meet up with your son and the others to debrief them on their mission.
Speaking of Simeon, how are we going to ensure his protection from this killer?
I already have a plan for that. I have a mission he and his group are perfect for. One that will send him very, very far away. He's not to know about any of this.
Excellent.
Come with me. We'll spend a while reviewing the case.
We'll stop by the church tomorrow night.
All right. Now keep that posture, and I'll charge at you. Try and stop me.
Vernon, I don't think I'll be able to—
I said keep your posture!
I'm sorry, you're scary. You're twice my size.
Tell that to a giant Archeon! They can come bigger than me!
Why don't we give Simeon a break? You two have been at this for a while.
No, it's okay. I need to learn how to channel my abilities. Growing my combat skills should help.
Speaking of your abilities, how have they been?
Well, I've been tapping into them more and more. Nothing like that knight in Steamwood just yet. I can, you know, shoot little sparks from my fingertips on command. Not that that's very effective.
Is Excalibur helping at all?
Yeah, it really is. It's better at channeling my electricity than my body is.
That's good. Make good use of it.
What are you boys up to?
I know, just guys being dudes.
Augustine wants us. Mission debrief.
Great, I'll be there soon. I'm gonna clean up first.
Take your time. See you there.
Thanks, guys.
Same time tomorrow?
You bet.
Manly Reeves, Simeon Harrigold, Victor Velasco, Poppy Dennings. Excellent work on your first mission after your suspension. You successfully brought down the Bloodgear Gang, as well as capturing its leader, Hargrim Vasta. U.S. Senator Robbins thanks you for your exceptional work in keeping all attendants safe. I think it's safe to say that you will resume operating as a squad as normal.
Thank you, sir.
Ruby was a great help to us as well.
Yes. While deciding against becoming a field agent, I think Miss Walsh will serve as a great resource here at the League. She will be your main contact here on your future missions.
Thank you, sir. It'll be an honor to work with you for.
You get to work with your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend. We only went on one date, 6 months ago.
Are you two talking about something important?
No, sir.
I didn't think so. Miss Dennings.
Yes, sir?
Step forward. Now. I believe it was promised that, granted, you were able to complete a rigorous training regime over the last 6 months, you will be promoted to third rank. I have been told that you have passed with flying colors. Let me be the first to congratulate you on your promotion.
Thank you, sir.
Well, congratulations, Poppy.
You've earned it.
I have taken the time to select a relic for you. Please, open the box on the left.
It's a spear?
Yes, and quite a powerful one at that. That's Gaebug, which is Gaelic for Spear of Mortal Pain. It was wielded by the demigod Cuchulain and forged from the bone of a great sea monster.
Whoa!
That's pretty cool.
I haven't even told you the best part. When struck into the body of a foe, the spear splits into 30 barbs. The only way to get it out is to completely tear the victim's body apart.
Oh, that's great.
And now I entrust it to you. Wield it well.
Thank you, sir.
Victor Velasco. Step forward. I believe you were given the same promise as Miss Poppy. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
I have been told that you have passed by the skin of your teeth.
Yes, sir.
Not to worry, young Victor. Barely passing is still passing. Congratulations on your promotion as well.
Oh, thank God.
I have taken the time to pick out your relic as well. Here, it's yours.
It's so much smaller than Poppy's.
Is that a problem?
No. Let me just see what it is. It's a ring?
Yes. It is the Ring of Gyges.
What does it do?
Why don't you try it on?
Okay.
Whoa, interesting.
Okay, not bad.
What? What did it do? Why? What did it do?
Look at your hands, Vic.
Ah! Where are my hands? Oh. Oh, my hands are there. But I can't see them. I'm invisible.
Yes. The ring's power is making its wearer invisible. Wield it well.
I will, sir.
You can take it off now.
Oh, right. Sorry.
That's a cool relic, Victor.
Thanks. I'll admit, I was hoping for something I could stab someone with.
Wanna trade?
Yeah.
No trading.
Sorry.
Now that all that is out of the way, I have your next mission for you.
A new mission? Already?
Yes. This is a mission of utmost importance. And I can't think of anyone more suited than the four of you.
We just got out of a 6-month suspension. We couldn't possibly be your first choice.
Oh, but you are. You see, we're sending you all to visit an encampment of half Archeon people.
A what?
Half Archeon?
Surely you didn't think you were the only one, Simeon. Yes, we've come across a small village of people just like you.
I mean, I didn't think I was, but I also never really thought about it. How did you find them?
They found us. They sent us a messenger not long after what happened 6 months ago. They were inquiring about you.
Why did you wait to tell me?
You were suspended, and it wasn't urgent.
This is wild!
What are you wanting to do there?
Their village stands very mutual in the human-Archeon conflict. They have a strong distaste for both sides. Humans are terrified of them and the powers they hold, and Archeon only want to use them for their own gain. While I respect their stance, we can't afford their neutrality anymore. We're sending you there to meet with their leader, Fulkar, and negotiate an alliance with them.
Are you sure that's gonna work?
I'm not. But if anyone can do it, it's someone just like them.
Where is this village located?
Ireland.
We're going to Europe?
Don't think of this as a vacation.
I'm surprised you trust to send us across the ocean by ourselves after what we pulled in Steamwood.
I don't. That's why I'm sending you with chaperones.
Seriously?
Yes. To make sure you stay on task, I'll have you traveling with one of our best agents. I'm sure you're familiar with Erica Hudson.
Yeah, Crimson Squad. Currently top agent at the League.
You'll meet her tomorrow on your flight. You'll be taking a short stop in England for your second chaperone.
Oh, no.
There, you'll be stopping by the Reeves residence to join with Clifford Reeves. He volunteered to step out of retirement for this job.
That's your dad, right, Melanie?
Yes, he is.
Sir, are you sure that's a good idea?
I didn't have any say in it. Agatha insisted on having someone represent the Europe division of the League.
Of course. Lady Ellis wouldn't suggest anyone else.
I know how you feel about him, Melanie. But there's nothing I could do. It's a blessing that I have been involved with this as much as I have been. This is out of my jurisdiction. Once your plane takes off, you're under her orders, not mine.
I've never met another League head before.
Neither have I.
Well, then this should be an educational mission for all of you. Go pack your bags. I'll see you bright and early in the morning.
Hey, look who's back!
Simeon, you're back!
Hey, Mom.
How did your mission go?
Well, we stopped a gang from kidnapping the U.S. Senator I told you about.
Amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Simsy!
What? What?
Tully might have been here earlier.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. That's it? That nickname usually gets you pretty heated.
Look, she's 7.
8! I turned 8 last month.
She's 8. I'm not gonna worry about it. What's in the package?
Our family photo. I had it resized and reprinted. Jameson is helping me get it on the wall. We want to make this new home feel like a family. So, why not use a picture of our own?
Man, when was the last time we took a photo together?
Probably a decade ago. Here, let's take a look.
Yeah, that's an old one.
You don't like it?
No, I do. We should just get a new one.
I agree. You do owe me a Mother's Day gift.
Alright, you got me. We can schedule one when I get back.
Get back? You're leaving again already?
For how long?
Yeah, Augustin is sending us to Europe.
But what about Saturday? When I... you know.
I'm gonna have to miss it, I'm sorry.
You better be there for the wedding.
Hold on. What in the world is he sending you to Europe for? Surely they can send someone else.
There's a hidden settlement in Ireland he wants me to meet with. A settlement of people like me.
Seriously?
The League wants me to help establish a relationship between us and their people. It would help to send someone who can relate, I guess.
You should go.
I would hate for you to miss things here, but it is probably what's best.
Call me when it happens. It'll only be like a 5-hour time difference.
It's happening at 7:30. It'll be past midnight for you.
I'll stay up. I want to be there any way that I can.
Of course.
I'm excited for you, man.
Why don't we go out for dinner? And have a little pre-celebration while Simeon is still here.
I would love to, but I'm supposed to meet with Tully's dad in like an hour. I probably should leave.
Oh, yes. You should go do that.
Me and Mom will celebrate in your honor here.
Great. Don't have too much fun without me.
Are you sure you don't want to eat here? We can go out somewhere.
No, I just got back home and I'm about to leave again. Dinner in sounds wonderful.
Well, okay. Just so you know, Ruby will be eating with us.
Well, yeah, she lives here. Why would that be a surprise?
Well, I just don't want you two to feel awkward around each other.
What? We are not awkward around each other.
I'm just worried. Your relationship fizzled out so quickly.
That's probably because we only went on one date.
Yeah. So what happened?
I don't know. She just never wanted to go on another date. It's not awkward.
If you say so. I don't mind, necessarily. And don't get me wrong, Ruby's a sweet girl, but I never thought of the two of you as compatible.
Oh yeah? Who do you think I am compatible with?
Melanie?
What? No, are you kidding? That could never happen.
Why not? You both get along well, always have. I don't know if you've noticed, but she's not like that with most people. You build off each other. She grounds you, and you bring out the best in her.
Oh, yeah, Mom. She's my best friend. Don't tell Victor I said that.
I won't. Don't worry about it. It's just Mom stuff. Be with whoever you want to be.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
So, a place full of people just like you. How do you feel about it?
I'm excited. You know, for so long I felt alone in what I am, but maybe this is finally a place I might belong.
You know you'll always belong here, won't you?
Of course. I built my life here. I'm talking about a different kind of belonging. People who know my struggle. People who've lived it.
I know. I hope you find that.
Mom, I haven't even left yet.
I just get worried that...
Look, no matter what happens, no matter what I find, you won't lose me.
You promise?
I promise.
Thank you. How about I get started on dinner for all of us?
No, let's order in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we have some celebrating to do. Call the local pizza place and get an order in. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I won't be gone long. I just have something I need to take care of.
Pathetic.
I'm sorry.
Sorry isn't good when you're dead again.
I thought I'd find you out here.
What made you think I'd be up here?
Well, we're gonna be working with your dad. I knew that wouldn't make you happy. I Figured you'd go off to brood somewhere alone. Why not go somewhere with happy memories?
I'm not brooding, okay?
Fine, you're not. I wanted to make sure you're okay.
Well, I'm not. I've spent almost the last decade trying to act like he doesn't exist. He thinks I decided to go to the academy here in America because this is where he gained his notoriety with the League. Like I'm here to continue his legacy. Truth is, Immy, I came here to get away from my parents.
Well, I'm grateful you came here. We would have never met.
Yeah. I'm thankful for you and the others.
What do you think's gonna happen when you see him again?
To be honest, probably nothing. It's not like I haven't been living up to his expectations. I'm just mad at him, and I don't want to deal with it.
You have every right to be mad. You know, even though you have to face him again, you don't have to love him if you don't want to.
You've met him. You know what he's like. He's going to want to reconnect.
You don't have to let him.
I don't know.
Remember when we used to hang out here with Alex, Samir, and Tyler back in the academy?
Yeah. I remember when you and the others made a bunch of paper aeroplanes and trying to throw one through Augustine's window. He got so mad and made you clean them all up.
Yeah, good times.
I miss them.
Me too. I'm sure they're doing all right.
They're doing better than we are. We're the only ones in the group that actually graduated.
You don't like being a hunter?
Who would?
Then why did you join?
You know exactly why. I didn't have a choice.
There's always a choice.
I wish that was the case.
I know what would cheer you up.
Oh, yeah?
Pizza.
Ah, you got me. My one true weakness.
Come on, my family's ordering it. You don't need to be alone tonight.
Fine, fine. You win.
Great, let's get back inside.
Simeon?
Yeah?
Thanks.
Anytime. About time you showed up. We start boarding any minute now.
Apologies. We were tied up with the TSA. They weren't a fan of us bringing your relics through.
Couldn't imagine why airport security would have a problem with weapons on a plane.
All that aside, Indigo Squad, this is Erica Hudson. As discussed before, she will be chaperoning you four during this mission.
Don't think of me like a chaperone. How about a cool older sister?
What's her deal?
Now, Victor, she is one of the few first-rank agents around. I'd suggest you show her some respect.
I've never had a cool older sister before.
That's the spirit.
What about me?
Right. Sorry. I kind of just got pulled into her energy.
Melanie, right?
Yes, that's me.
Oh my goodness, I've heard so much about you.
Good things, I hope.
Wonderful things. Brilliant things. You are quite the up-and-coming star.
Thank you.
I'm Simeon.
Yeah, I've heard of you too.
Good things, right?
Sometimes. Reckless, disobeys orders as he sees fit, acts like squad leader when he's supposed to be second in command, tendency for self-sacrifice.
Yeah, that's him.
I'm trying to put all that stuff behind me.
Don't worry. I'm here to make sure that you have.
Okay.
Great. I'm sure at the end of this, we will all be great friends.
Yeah, friends.
Flight 215 to London is now boarding. All passengers, please have your boarding passes ready and make sure that you have collected all your carry-on baggage. Thank you.
And with that, I'll leave you to your mission. Safe travels.
Ugh, where am I? Did I fall asleep on the plane?
I hope you've begun to feel welcome here.
Is he talking to me?
You do feel safe, don't you?
He is! What am I supposed to say to him? Yes, my friend. You and your community have done well to make me feel a part of things. I wasn't gonna say that! Why did my voice sound like that?
my father is still suspicious of you.
I don't condemn him. I'm a stranger among your people. He's sworn to protect humanity. It's hard to trust an unknown Archeon when so many like to cause trouble.
The Archeon? What is this?
The humans sure seem to be taking a liking to you. They gave you a name, just like they did us.
Still have not grown accustomed to it. Why do humans do this?
They seem to think of us as more than we are. I'm not going to stop them. I like it. We've been given many names by many people.
Why is that?
Well, the humans here don't even know the others exist. Some were eradicated in the past. Some still exist. You weren't the first case to stand among us.
There were others?
Yes. They weren't that different from you. Not that you have to worry. They left us long ago. Now, tell me.
Tell you about what?
About the girl you brought with you. Who is she? Why won't she wake up? My father promised to protect her without question. But I'd like to know what we're protecting.
Todd and my friend, that is a long story. You wouldn't begin to understand.
Lucky me, then. I don't have anywhere to be for a long time.
Who are they? Why am I seeing this? I haven't the slightest idea what they're talking about.
Find us. Find her.
Who's there? Who's her?
Gentlemen, now we're approaching London, where the local time is 6:24. At this stage, you should be in your seat with your seatbelt firmly fastened. Personal electronic devices, footrests, and seat tables must be stowed away, and all hand luggage stored either in the overhead lockers or under the seat in front.
This is the right way. I swear I've seen that newspaper stand 4 times now.
Of course I'm sure. We should be seeing a League representative any time now.
Melanie! Melanie, darling, over here!
Oh, God. I don't think we're meeting with the League rep, Erica.
Yes, over here!
Mother.
Melanie, my darling, it is so good to see you. How long has it been? 4 years? Too long.
Quite.
Is that you, Deke? Man, you've grown so much.
Simeon, I hope my sister hasn't given you too much trouble.
Oh, you know Melanie, an absolute saint.
Melanie told me you got your relic. Can I see?
Maybe later. Weapons in airports don't mix well.
Simeon, a pleasure. You've grown up well.
Thank you, Miss Reeves.
Please, call me Olivia. We're both adults here, Simeon.
Mother!
What? I'm just being friendly. No need for formalities.
Thank you, Olivia. Where is your husband?
Right. He's with Ellis. They're waiting for you. We have some vehicles waiting outside. I can see you're anxious to get things started.
You've arrived. Good. I hope the trip was pleasant.
Yes, ma'am.
You will refer to me as Lady Ellis, not ma'am, not madam.
Sorry, Lady Ellis.
I'm sure many of you are aware of my subordinate's presence. This is Cliff Reeves. He will be joining you on your journey.
Melanie.
Father.
I'm sure Lionel filled you in on the objective with this mission.
Yes. Meet with a half-Archeon settlement in Ireland.
Negotiate terms of an alliance between them and the League.
Excellent. We have set a public meeting spot with them in Dublin. You will meet a representative there, and they will take you to their home.
Does this representative have a name?
Dagger.
That's a fake name.
Of course it is, but it's the name we have. I'm sure it will all make sense when you meet them tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Then what are we going to do tonight?
The Reeves residence has opened their home as a place for you to stay tonight.
You must be joking.
No, this is no joke. You will return home with me. We have more than enough space for all of you.
Thank you, Mr. Reeves.
It's my pleasure. Welcome to the Reeves family home.
Wow! You know, Melanie, when I called Simeon rich, I didn't realize this is what your home looked like. You are rich, rich! Good Lord.
This house is beautiful!
Thank you. Fate has been really kind to our family. Let me show you to your rooms.
I see you and the others finally made it to the house. I'm happy to hear that.
What was that at the airport?
I don't know what you mean, my dear. What was at the airport?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
An attitude like that is very unbecoming of a young lady such as yourself. I still don't know what you're talking about.
You were flirting with Simeon!
Is that what you think? You're mistaken.
I was not. I could hear it in your voice.
And what if I was? As ridiculous of a claim as it is.
You're 45 years old, and you're married.
Ugh, don't remind me. Of my age. I'm happily married.
Just leave him alone.
Melanie, you can rest assured that I wasn't flirting with your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
He isn't? My dear, if he isn't, then why do you care so much about how I appeared to speak with him?
Ugh, you're impossible!
I think you'll find that you are the one that's impossible. Good talk.
Folks have been extra generous this week.
Honey?
What is it, Kim? Can't you see I'm busy?
The FBI agent is back, and she brought a friend.
What? We already turned her away once. What more could she want?
Her partner is what I'm concerned about. He's Archaon.
She has an Archaon for a partner. Interesting. Let them in.
Good, because we weren't taking no for an answer.
I told you all I know, Miss Harvey. We have nothing to do with these killings.
That's a lot of money, Father Crombley.
Our members have very giving hearts. I promise you, all of this money is going to the right place.
What I do find suspicious is that before 6 months ago, there doesn't seem to be any record of you existing.
If you look hard enough, I'm sure you'll find something.
You could at least give us the pleasure of you looking us in the eye.
Unfortunately, I cannot. I'm absolutely swamped with work. Now, please leave me.
I have some questions to ask you, Father.
Harvey, introduce me to your new friend.
Have we met?
What? No, of course not. I've never met this man before in my life.
Something tells me you aren't telling the truth.
What? Of course I am. I'm an honest, religious man.
What are you hiding, Father?
Nothing. Oh, all right.
What the?
Ta-da!
Urzon?
You miss me?
Archaon. Caleb Hughes as Simeon. Elizabeth Plant as Melanie. Ethan McCabe as Victor. Addie Nofall as Poppy. Connor Howard as Hohenheim. Kay Weaver as Agent Harvey. Jeff Leeson as Cliff. Callum Perry as Sir Augustine. Sean Cadieu as Urzon. Rissa Montanez as Falca. Joy Ofodu as Erica. Delvin Green as Dagger. Johnny Machado as Arania. Nate Barham as Gaul. Oliver Smith as Torden. Stephanie Tobin as The Voice. Alexandra Macedo as Ruby. Ali Ann as Veronica. Marcus Rothenberg as Jameson. Trent Trachtenberg as Lord Argent. Ray O'Hare as Bella. Monique Tangue as Umbra. Heather Summers as Carmen. Rose as Grima. Vera Tan as Aquila. Kelsey Poppin as Sana. Diana Helen Kennedy as Olivia. Lorenzo Onrubia as Senator Robbins. Meredith Nudo as Kim. Naomi Madeline as Lady Agatha. Jet Falco as Kubo Manzo. Josh Edwards as Vernon. Colin Peter as Octavian and Hargaret. Edward Brian Saba Castillo as Oscar. Amina Karoma as Bakari. Joanna De Vera as Divya. Jack Paris as Anzo. Sarah Jen as Hara. Andrew Latheron as Dave. Tristan Stone as Deacon. And Cassandra Diane as Young Melanie. Additional voices by Monica Milani, Sam Kwok, Carrick Anabinet, Amina Karoma, Edward Brian Saba Castillo, Nate Barham, and Isabella Tugman. Written and directed by Caleb Hughes. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more from us, follow us on Twitter @Studio Archeon. See you next time.